Gemara has a problem. It doesn't matter that we don't know, but it just sounds like a funny kind of a thing. Is why does that make a difference? Okay, so here's the Rambam. I want to read you a Rambam. It's in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halachatas. Okay? If you prepared for a Shavua Shir last year, you'd be familiar with the Rambam. Okay? It says, Hoel v'yesh lebezdin ligzar v'le'esar davar hamutar v'yamod yisur l'doros. Since Bezdin is able to make a gezerah and aser something, which will be aser l'doros, okay? V'chein yesh lehem lahatir yisur Torah l'fisha, and they could even be matir nisur Torah Fisha, right, like Horasha, okay, whatever. Mahu zesh is yirta lo sosef, lo sosef gram imenu. So what's the halacha of lo baltosef? Right, I mean, aren't they adding? And they make an isser, isn't that being adding? Or in the mat, there's something, Horasha, isn't that being goreya? So he says, no. Shal hosef al divrei Torah v'lo l'gro mayhem. So they can't add or subtract to the Torah. V'l'gvo ha-davar l'olam, b'davar shuhu min ha-Torah, it's to add or subtract onto the Dvar Torah itself. And he's going to explain. Ketzad. Harikasav b'Torah los v'ashak adi b'chalev ima. A familiar example. Okay? Says about los v'ashak adi b'chalev ima. Piyashmo lom duzhizah kasav asal v'ashal v'lechal basar b'chalev. Bein basar behema, bein basar chaya. Ava basar of mutter b'chalev min ha-Torah. So that's talking about basar, the Ram holds. Okay, it's a big question how the Ram holds. Contradictions all over the place. But here he's saying it means behema and chaya, not oaf. Okay? There are other places where he says openly it's only behema and chaya and oaf for midrabana. Okay, but here he's saying it's behema and chaya. Okay? Not oaf. Im yavo bezdin viyatir basar chaya b'chalav har zagoreya. If bezdin comes and says, you know what? Chaya is mutter. That would be the detracting from the Torah. Right? That's straightforward. V'im ye'asar b'sar ha'ov v'yomar shuhu b'chal ha'gedi v'hu asar min ha'Torah or is it Mosef? But if they came and made a gezerah, they asar of. And they said, I guess at the podium, they said that this is including gedi. Gedi means, not only does it mean behema, but it also means chay, it also means of. That would be Mosef, batosef. Avalim amar b'sar ha'ov mutar min ha'Torah. But if they say Besarov is Mutter min ha-Torah, v'anu ne'esar oso, and we're going to answer it, v'nodia la'am shehu gezerah, and they make it known to the Am that it's a gezerah, shelo yavo min ha-davar chova, v'yomar ha'of Mutter. I'm sorry. So that, why do they explain? They say that it's a gezerah, and they're explaining what's the gezerah. It's because, so that it won't come to people violating the Torah. V'yomar ha'of mutter mimnei shelo nisparesh. Ka'achai mutter asher lo nisparesha. Now they're going to explain this to the people. Is that why are we asering of? Because if of is going to be mutter, a guy's going to think, oh, I'll tell you why of is mutter. Because the Torah never says of. It only says gedi. So then someone else is going to come along and he's going to say, oh, well, it didn't say chaya either in the Torah. So chaya is also mutter. Right? And then he'd violate the deraisa. The Rambam's explaining to you why they need to make this gezerah. Not only is he explaining to you, saying that the Rabbanon explain this when they make the gezerah. But he keeps going. V'yavo acher lomar af basar behema muteras. Chutz min ha'ez. And then the first guy is going to say, oh, it's chicken's mutter, therefore chaya is also mutter. The next guy is going to say, oh, not only is chaya mutter, but even other behemas, besides for an A's, because the Torah only says gedi. Right? Gedi, but not, which is the child of the A's. But so another guy is going to say, only an A's is mutter, is asar. V'yavo achar lomar, af basar ha'ez mutter, b'chalev para, ohagvasa. Right? In other words, the next guy is going to say, even the chalev of, even basar ha'ez of a goat is mutter with the milk of a different animal, Shalona esar ela imo, shumino, because it only asers imo, which is its own min. That's another goat's milk. V'yavo achra lomar af b'chal v'ez she'ino imo mutter. Shalona esar ela imo. Another guy is going to say that even another goat's milk is mutter as long as it's not its biological mother. Right? Lefikach ne'esar kol basar b'chal v'fil basar of. Therefore, we Rabbanon are asering all basar. Even Sarov, because if we didn't, it would lead to this whole ripple effect, and eventually, basically, almost people would be doing basar b'chal all over the place. Inze Mosef, ela osa siyag l'Torah. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. That's not Mosef, but that's considered making a siyag with Torah and anything like that. Okay? Explain how that's adding on. So it seems, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, it's a funny, since when is that like, it's funny, it's like in structure, what's the difference? I mean, make a gzera, it's a darabanan. Like, what does it mean? They if they told people it were a deoraisa, but it's not a deoraisa. I mean, that's, like, what kind of thing is that? I mean, it's a darabanan. So if they lied to people and told them it was a deoraisa, then that's, I mean, it's just a funny type of a thing. And when they're explaining it, I mean, it's a lot of depth going on here. I mean, they're giving a whole share, basically. I mean, how is that part of the gzera? I mean, the gzera is a gzera. So how does that register? But it seems the Rambam holds is that, I mean, the Rambam, there are a lot of things in this Rambam, but it seems the Rambam holds that there's an adin of like the Maisa Gezera. Like, the action of making the Gezera has to manifest what's going on here. You know what I mean? That what are we doing here? That we're protecting, this isn't the Torah, but it's a protection of the Torah. How is it a protection of the Torah? Because, that's all halachically recognized. That's apparently the maisa of making a gezerah itself must manifest what is going on here. How is this really a protection of the Torah? Why is this necessary here? How are we protecting the Torah? That has to be apparently built in to the maisa gezerah itself. I mean, you see the Rambam holds is that a gezerah isn't just the creation of an abstract structure. And all that really is meaningful is the result. But the maisa of like the yeshivas bezdin or whatever, and what they utter, what they say, is actually like a
presentation.
The presentation is really a part of the gezerah. It's part of the maisa gezerah has significance. And the way the same structure could be created in a way where it will be a violation of Baal Tosef, and another way it won't be a violation of Baal Tosef. It will be a Siyag L'Torah, it will be a good thing. So, not the exact same thing here, but I think it just opens up the fact that you see, and this is part of No Deal Am. They have to make this public. So apparently, in their making Gezerah, the Rambam holds, is it has to be clear to the Am what's going on here. So it could be that, and this is maybe sets the stage for what Max is saying, okay, is that see the whereas the simple way, the way we were learning gzera until now was that it's a din in the structure of the gzera itself, that a gzera must be structured as a protection on a deoraisa and not a gzera on a gzera. Okay, in structure it can't be related to another gzera unless, according to Rashi, that whole way is that if it's on a derabanan, which is an extension of the deoraisa, then in structure it's related to the deoraisa. But ultimately, we were talking about the structure of the formulations of the gzeras themselves. And in structure, whether it took place in 1 year or in 5 years or simultaneously, the structure of the thing is they're two separate gzeras. I don't care whether it takes place. You can't do it in one simultaneously and make it one gezerah, and 5 years later you can make it one gezerah. Or the timing doesn't matter. In other words, if it's one gezerah, it's one gezerah, it's two gezerah, it's two gezerah. It doesn't matter whether they thought of it at the same time or whatever. 5 years, if they could make it as one gezerah, they can do it as one gezerah 5 years later, and they'll just adjust the system to make it into one gezerah. And if they can't do it, then simultaneously they also can't do it because they're two separate things. So and that was our problem. In the structure of the gezeros, it makes no difference whatsoever about timing. So, is it one structure or two structures? But the Rambam could be learned it's not a din in the structure of the gezeros. Okay, structure doesn't matter. Okay, the halacha of gezera l'gezera is a din. It's so to speak in osin gezera l'gezera. I mean, it's like you can't make. It's not a din in that the system can't tolerate such a thing. It's not a din in the system tolerating the existence of the thing. But it's a din in the Maisa HaGezerah itself. And the Yeshiva's Bezdin of setting up a Gezerah, you can't make a Gezerah which has the appearance that it's a protection of a Derabanan. It must be clear in the Maisa HaGezerah itself that it's a protection of the Deoraisa. And therefore, the Rambam holds is like this, and this is the point Max is making, is that if all there is a Deoraisa of, let's say, cooking on Shabbos, no, there are no Derabbanans in place. And the Rabbanan will at one time say, you know what, we're making a two-prong yeser. Okay? We're making a gezerah of Rametz and then a gezerah of Enamos of Havel. Okay? So it's clear that these both of these things are being set up to protect the Deoraisa. Because what do you say? The second one is protecting the Derabanan. There is no Derabanan to protect. There's nothing that they're coming to protect. So it's clear that it's a double structure which is necessary to protect the Deoraisa. That you have two gezeros, but from the fact that they're making them simultaneously, it's manifest that they're coming for one objective, and that objective is to protect the Deoraisa. Okay? But if they make one gezera, and that gezera is Makuya, that's it. Then, five years later, everyone knows that bottom line is there's Nisa Darabanan in place. They don't relate back to the fact that this was originally set up 5 years ago for the other thing. Now there's Nisa Darabanan in place and Nisa Daraisa in place. Now they're making a gzera to protect Nisa Darabanan. Now, it's true motivationally, it's because they're worried about the Daraisa. But in the Maisa gzera itself, they're making a protection for the Darabanan. And that doesn't manifest, it's not manifest in the gzera itself, whether that it's for the Deoraisa. So timing is going to affect the manifestation in the Maisa Gezerah itself. That's the Rambam. That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and, I guess, Rashi, or the other way to learn. Is the problem of Gezerah a problem in the system tolerating, or the system, the structure of the system can't tolerate a Gezerah, and you have to structure the system in a way where it relates to the Deoraisa? Or no, it's nothing to do with the logics of the system itself. But it's a din in Bezdin. It's halacha in Bezdin. It's a din in the Maisa, or the Asiya Sagazera. Is similar, again, it's not the exact same thing. I'm not saying that these two halachas are exactly the same. The Baal Tosef, one's in Baal Tosef and one's in Gezera. But I'm saying they're both in the same ballpark. I'm showing you that the Rambam holds that there is a din of the Asiya Segezerah. The Maisa Gezerah itself is not simply a goal-oriented thing. You don't just say, at the end of the day, what does it look like? In 1,000 years, what's it going to look like? It doesn't go that way. There's a din of the Maisa Gezerah itself and what's manifest in the Am, and that's wherein the Rambam learns that the Halacha Gezerah applies. It's a Halacha, which is a din in Beis Din. In the Maisa Gezerah, it must manifest the fact that it's tied to the Deoraisa. Alright? So that's why. Are we going to know about it today? No, it doesn't matter because the system, in terms of the system, it doesn't matter. The system could have a gzera. It doesn't matter. Problem is in the mice gzera. So the mice gzera, they have to worry about right then. It's not once it exists, it exists.
Could you say?
But according to Rashi, it's nothing to do with what it manifests. The question is that does the system allow for such a thing? So then they have to worry about how are you structuring it. Are you structuring it in a way where the system allow for it or not? It doesn't always have to be manifest. It must always be manifested that the Darabanan is a protector. It's not an intrinsic reality like a Deoraisa. So if you make a Gezerah which appears like it's on a Darabanan, it implies that the Darabanan is an intrinsic reality which has to be protected. As opposed to that it is a protector and therefore that doesn't lend itself to protecting a protector. So even though in reality they're not protecting the protector, they're really protecting the Deoraisa through the second Gezerah, but it has to be manifest in the Asiya Gezerah itself. It's interesting. Apparently, the Rambam holds it wouldn't suffice to make this public announcement. You know, like it's interesting because again, the Rambam you see holds from this Mamrim that what they announce is really valid.
Even if they were doing
so, apparently, even if they did it two times and they'd make public announcements in a way, oh, this is really not a gzera. It's really apparently that wouldn't work. I mean, I don't know exactly why, but you know, like when does the Rambam allow announcements to do things, or when does he not? You know. It's a good question. I don't know. It's like he says. You see, the Rambam says that when you make Baal Tosef, when you make Gzera, you have to be modia la'am. So saying since he holds that there's an idea of being modia la'am, so why does it only have to be manifest based upon the timing? Why can't it be manifest based upon their modia la'am? Yeah, based upon their wording, what they say. Because you see from that Rambam that part of a gezerah is the explanation of it. That's part of the Maisa gezerah. So therefore, but from this Rambam, it sounds like that when he says to be manifest from the gezerah, you mean from the Maisa of making the gezerah itself, which includes timing, but it's not, it doesn't seem to allow for any explanations. But why not? I mean, once he says that the being modiel am is a phenomenon, so why can't they be modiel this to the am? I mean, that's a good question. I mean, maybe we could come up with an answer, but it's not like a knockout. You know, I mean, it's an interesting question. It's something interesting to notice, but apparently he holds it that you can't do that. I mean, I'm not sure exactly. Let me hear that answer.
Yeah.
Let me just put that on there. Just to answer that question, it could be as normal as that. It doesn't mean that if they give a shear at the time of the gezeira, that everything's going to halachically register. But it could mean that a gezeira is it's a protector of blank. So, insofar as they make a gezeira and they explain what they're protecting, that's a part of the gezeira. So if they make iser of oath, b'chalav, so they're explaining it's atu the deraisa. So they're explaining exactly how it's a protector of the deraisa. That's a part of the gezeira, because that's what a gezeira is, it's a protector. So explaining what it is, that's recognized. But here, but when it comes to gezeira, so really you're saying the gezeira is to protect the derabana. Which in turn is protect the Rabbanah. So if they explain that it's protect the Rabbanah, that would be recognized. But now you're saying more than that. You want to say that really we're protecting the Rabbanah. But we're not really protecting the Rabbanah on its own merit, because it doesn't have its own merit. But it's only because our motivation is because if we didn't protect this the Rabbanah, then the Deraisa wouldn't exist, and therefore it's really not a problem with Gezeira Gezeira. That's going beyond simply the perish of the Gezeira. That's saying they want to give a shir about it, but that's not part of the gzeira. That's not recognized as a part of the gzeira. Part of the gzeira is the mice gzeira itself and the explanation of what it is to protect. So if it would be, so therefore, you can't say, or your underlying motivation isn't a part of it. So therefore, the way to manifest your underlying motivation, that was going to be by the timing. If you do them simultaneously, then it will manifest your underlying motivation as being for the derisa, because there's nothing else to protect. But if you do it at two different times, then the manifestation of the motivation is that it's to protect the derabanan. Even though it may be that your deep motivation is related to the derisa, but that's not included in the gezeira itself.
So,
yeah, it could be that Tosos learns that way. I mean, it could be, again, I mentioned yesterday, I think, it could be that Tosos, when Tosos says you can't compare gezeiras to each other unless the Shas compares it, it is possible that he holds like the Rambam. Because since according to the Rambam's logic, you wouldn't be able to compare things, because it's all taloi in what they explain, whether it took place at one time or two times, which how could you ever know that? You can't know that. So therefore, if the Gemara can know it, the Gemara knows. So if the Gemara compares it, the Gemara can ask that question. But otherwise, you can't start in hindsight, you can't figure that out, so you wouldn't be allowed to ask that question. Could be that's what Tosus holds. It could be Tosus holds something else that holds you not at all to look into it. I mean, he doesn't explain enough exactly what his Shita is, but the Rambam would answer the question the same way Tosus is answering the question, that you can't just ask these questions because you have to know the facts. So it would suffice to explain Tosus, but you can't prove that that's Tosus' reasoning. You know what I mean? Like Michael had a different explanation for Tosus, which is also, I think, valid. You know, so it's hard to know.